The Bridge, Introduction. Of all the wonderful but critical things for which these Josephs will have responsibility, we cannot overlook their importance to the Church. They will arise as men and women of incredible wisdom and vessels through which the seven spirits of God will operate. Therefore, they will speak and act like living oracles from the Father above. Nita LaFour Johnson. Although this book can benefit anyone, it is specifically written for those who are called or endowed with the Joseph anointing. These anointed ones are the bridge builders called to shepherd people from the current economic structure to the next one in the wake of America's approaching economic collapse. Joseph anointing defined. One of Jacob's younger sons, Joseph, was a prophet gifted by God to interpret dreams. God anointed him with wisdom and understanding to make strategic decisions at a critical time in world history. The story of Joseph begins in Genesis chapter 37. In summary, Egypt's Pharaoh received two dreams in the same night that greatly troubled him. Pharaoh inquired of his magicians and his wise men, but they could not interpret his dreams. So they sent for Joseph, who provided the interpretation to Pharaoh. In Genesis chapter 41, verses 1 through 7, it states, "And behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up of the river seven cows, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, seven other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the seven fine-looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamt a second time. And suddenly, seven heads of grain came up on one stalk, plump and good. Then behold, seven thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the seven thin heads devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream." Joseph informed Pharaoh that both dreams held the same meaning. He also said that since the dream came twice, the events that were about to take place had been established by God. In other words, they were certain to happen. Egypt and all the land would have 7 years of great prosperity, followed by 7 years of famine so severe that all previous prosperity would be forgotten. But God didn't just give Joseph the interpretation of Pharaoh's dreams. He also provided the answer to the problem those dreams presented. Stated in Genesis chapter 41, verses 33 through 39, it says, "Now therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the seven plentiful years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food should be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine." So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you." God gave Joseph a strategy for Egypt: store up enough food and provisions during the coming years of plenty in order to feed people during the impending famine. Through the strategy, God used Joseph to help all of Egypt as well as people from surrounding nations to survive during seven long years of relentless famine. In recognition of Joseph's wise counsel, Pharaoh made Joseph second in command of his kingdom to specifically oversee the implementation of God's strategies for surviving the coming famine. Under Joseph's leadership during these years of plenty, Egypt got ready. As this famine took hold in the earth, people from surrounding areas, including Joseph's family, the household of Jacob, Israel, came to Egypt to purchase food. As the famine wore on, people ran out of money to buy food, so they bartered their livestock and later their land in order to survive. This was the price that Egyptians and surrounding nations' peoples were willing to pay to keep from starving. These two points I want to emphasize about Joseph's story. One, Joseph planned and oversaw the stockpiling and distribution of provisions and food for all the people, including his own family. Without this provision, hundreds, if not thousands, of people would have starved to death. Two, wealth was transferred from other peoples and nations into Egypt's coffers during the years of famine. Those who were not prepared lost their wealth. Yet Joseph and the household of Israel not only had provision of food, but were also giving the best of the land. Today in America, we are experiencing years of plenty. Soon, however, years of financial famine will come. Although I don't know the specific timing, I believe America will begin experiencing pronounced economic shakings around 2022. Some parts of the country will fare better for a while longer than others. Even now, some Americans are experiencing financial adversity. But this reality is not apparent to everyone yet. In a few years' time, however, the entire country will see the evidence of this financial difficulty because most of us will be experiencing it as well, unless you are prepared. Nathan Shaw describes the Joseph anointing this way. The nations are entering a time of transition and change. We should not be afraid. God has prepared many Josephs in advance. Joseph was God's secret weapon. He was used to save the ancient world during a time of extreme famine. Some of these Josephs are already being positioned to handle future crises. Other Josephs will come forth in the midst of crisis. Joseph was both prophetic and entrepreneurial. This made him unique. Usually prophets are prophets and entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs. In Joseph, these two anointings are combined. If you have the Joseph anointing, you may be called to assist your family, friends, church, community, or an entire people group, city, or nation to survive during the approaching economic collapse. However, it is likely you are called specifically to a small group. You may be given a specific anointing to shepherd in the area of housing, food, finances, or something else pertaining to livelihood and survival. The bridge is a clarion call to the Josephs in the body of Christ. When the next financial crisis hits, America will enter into some very dark days. Our Father in heaven wants us to get ready now for the economic devastation we will need to weather. My hope is that you will read this book, you will pray, rise up and answer the clarion call, and start to prepare for what is coming.